what's the whole idea of the demon or the spirit by doing so? As in levitation hoega to kya hoga? It's only because we have seen in movies so scary like that. But if you see from a very astonishing point of view,
hello,
you'll be like, wow. This is where she encounters the demon Valak. Native American spirits, if done wrong, as in unka death agar bahut galat tarike se hua hai, they are said to be some of the scariest spirits you can encounter.
What if those entities were attached confined to the place and not to the person?
George would wake up nightly at 3:15 a.m. exactly the time when the Defoes were murdered. Welcome back everyone to another episode of the Ghost Encounters Unfiltered podcast. आज एक छोटा सा अलग आपको दिखेगा. अलग ये है कि जो दूसरा एंगल है ऑफ द कैमरा दैट वोंट बी वर्किंग और आपको अब दिखाई नहीं देगा बिकॉज सैवियो इज नॉट हियर विद अस राइट नाउ. He's all fine, but he's having some issues with his health right now and body right now, which he is sorting out. And I'm sure कि next time जब आप अपना दूसरा एपिसोड जब देखोगे, दूसरा तो नहीं ज़्यादा, आठवां एपिसोड जब आप देखोगे, क्योंकि यह सातवां है, तो he'll be back. I'm sure he's working on it. But as of now, we are like back to the old days, except the two of us talking and dissecting about the cases. ये जो अभी है, we have an interesting case to dissect, and I think ye kafi recommended bhi hai by a lot of people. Before we start, hi, my name is Sarbajit
and this is Pooja,
and we are the founders of the Parapsychology and Investigation Research Society, and we are also the founders of this team, this Ghost Encounters team, jinko aap internet pe aapne dekha hoga, Beer Bicep ke podcast mein aapne dekha hoga, baaki jagah pe aapne suna hoga. So we are a team of parapsychologists and psychics and demonologists who are working, researching and investigating the claims of paranormal. And this is our podcast where we dissect some of the famous and infamous cases, sometimes our cases as well. And aaj ka jo episode hai, it's quite interesting because what the case that we have, that case that I'm going to read out, is super interesting. It's super popular also. And also has a lot of angles to it. And humne socha ke, you know, thoda sa, let's save paper, and instead of getting reports on papers, hum thoda digitalized ho gaye like everyone else. And here is the case file that I'm going to read out. And here we go. So on November 13th, 1974, in the small town of Amityville, New York, Ronald Defoe burst into Harry's bar and screamed that his parents had been shot and killed. Police discovered the bodies of 6 members of the Defoe family. The father, mother, and 4 of the 5 Defoe children were found face down, shot in the back of their heads. Ronald claimed he wasn't home during the murders and had only discovered the bodies of his parents prior to arriving at Harry's bar. After police officers found a gun case of .35 or .35 caliber Marlin rifle in Ronald's room, Defoe finally confessed. After a lengthy trial, Ronald Defoe was found guilty of the heinous murders of his family. He was sentenced to 6 consecutive life sentences. But there never has been a solid explanation of how one person acting alone could take the lives of 6 family members in the dead of the night, that is exactly 3:15 a.m. and no one heard the shots being fired. Now, after few months and days and years, basically exactly after 13 months, on December 18th, 1975, the Lutz family moved into the Defoe home. Though it had only been 13 months since the Defoe family was murdered, George and Catherine Lutz thought that the Dutch colonial house was a lovely home and a steal at $80,000, and they had never expected that what is going to happen to them as they shifted to that very place. A Catholic priest, and then they all knew that the house had this dark history and background
of the house.
And a Catholic priest arrived while the Lutz family was unpacking to bless the family home. As the priest made his way upstairs to the second floor, entering the bedroom which had formerly belonged to Mark and John Defoe, he began sprinkling holy water, at which point an unseen voice told the priest, "Get out," which he hastily did. Some also say that the priest, while he was doing that, also got slapped by some unseen force and that he had boils on the very hand using which he was blessing the house.
Wow.
The priest did not tell the Lutz family about the voice, but he did warn them, do not use it, the upstairs room as a bedroom, and not to let anyone sleep in there. Although ominous, the Lutz family abided by the words of the priest and turned the room into a sewing room. From the very first night they moved in, the family claimed they felt strange sensations. Within days, the family's personality had drastically changed, arguments ensued, and it felt like the history is repeating itself. George was plagued by a constant chill and spent all his time feeding the fireplace. George also noticed a change in his grooming habits, and his and Kathy's health declined drastically. The Lutz daughter began spending all her time in a room playing with an imaginary friend she described as a red-eyed pig called Jordy, who could transform not only shape but also at times can become larger than the house in terms of size. Jordy also claimed she could not be seen by anyone unless she wanted them to. Mysterious foul odors would emanate from different locations of the house. Black stains appeared on the toilets and ceramic fixtures. Kathy was touched by an unseen force, and a green gelatin substance would appear throughout the house. Hundreds of flies appeared in the sewing room, despite it being the dead of winter. George would wake up nightly at 3:15 a.m., exactly the time when the Defoes were murdered. George also woke up one night to witness his wife transform into a 90-year-old hag, and the next night she began levitating over the bed. The Lutz family tried on numerous occasions to contact the Catholic priest, only to find the phones would cut out whenever they would try to call, like someone was trying to disconnect the call whenever they were trying to seek help. After failing to get the priest to return, the family took matters into their own hands. Armed with the crucifix, they walked throughout the house reciting the Lord's Prayer. A chorus of voices erupted in response, asking them, "Will you stop?" The final night was reported to be the worst. Banging and rappings as loud as marching bands emanated throughout the house, furniture being moved by its own accord, and the children being terrorized. After 28 days in the Defoe home, the family claimed they could take no more, and they grabbed only a few belongings and clothes and fled the house, taking shelter at Kathy Lutz's mother's home near Babylon. And then enter some of the greatest and famous paranormal investigators of 21st century, the Warrens. 20 days after the Lutz family fled, paranormal investigators Ed and Lauren Warren were called in by Marvin Scott, a news reporter with Channel 5 New York, who had covered the Amityville story and worked on a prior investigation with the Warrens. A team of reporters, investigators, and parapsychologists were assembled by Ed Warren and met at the home at 112 Ocean Avenue. The Lutz family refused to re-enter the home during the investigation. During the investigation, Ed was physically pushed to the floor while using some religious provocation in the basement, and Lauren was also overwhelmed by the sense of a demonic presence and was plagued by her psychic impressions of the Defoe family's bodies laid along the floor covered in white sheets and a sense of physically being pushed back. She also sensed that she was totally in the body and the soul of the person who murdered the entire family. The research team also captured an image of a spirit that appeared as a little boy appearing from the second floor. The land was also found to be used by John Ketchum. Now, John Ketchum was a practicing black magician and had a cottage on the land prior to the construct of the Dutch colonial in 1924. John requested that his remains be buried on that property, and they remain there till this day. The Shinnecock Indians also at one time had an enclosure on this land that was used to house the sick and the mad, and those in this enclosure were left to die. The Warrens believed that the sufferings there had left the property with a very negative energy and dark history, and that such a negative history was a magnet for demonic spirits and the preternatural. The Warrens believed these energies directly impacted the lives of both the Defoes and the Lutz. The Warrens retrieved a handful of the Lutz's earthly possessions and deed for the property. The Lutz sold the rest of their belongings and relocated to California. The Ocean Avenue home that was once purchased for $80,000 in 1975 by the Lutz family was sold for, I have to read the numbers, just people who are listening, just count the zeros I'm mentioning. It was sold in 2010 for $950, three more zeros and two more zeros, dollar. As of now, wow. It is again on the market, is again for sale. And there have been no further reports of the activity though, but the house still stands where it was. Many investigators do go there to investigate. And it was also briefly mentioned in the Conjuring 2 movie as well. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember. Lekin isme ek cheez, when you were reading out, Ronald, that guy's name was, right?
Ronald Defoe.
Yeah. So, uska na bahut bahut brief description diya hai.
Yeah.
Ronald ka. Because when I was just, reading about this case pehle, they had mentioned more details about the Ronald because wo details bhi zaruri hain, you know, for us to know ki usne kyun mara apne family ko. So I think his father was abusive and there was a point where he had actually...
Yeah, there were reports that his father was also abusive.
Abusive, and he had actually pulled a gun in front of him, threatening him that he's going to kill him one day. Yeah. वो चीज़ें मेंशन नहीं हुई हैं एंड वन मोर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग जो कि मेंशन नहीं हुई है इसमें इज दैट व्हेन ही कन्फेस्ड पहले तो वो कन्फेस नहीं कर रहा था दैट बट यू नो ही वाज पुट बिहाइंड द बार्स बट व्हेन ही कन्फेस्ड ही आल्सो सेड दैट ही हर्ड वॉइसेस इन हिज हेड दैट
आस्किंग हिम टू शूट द फैमिली
एंड पुल द ट्रिगर
बट यू नो माय थिंग हैज ऑलवेज बीन लाइक दिस बिकॉज दिस केस इज नॉट वेरी न्यू वी हैव ऑल नोन अबाउट दिस केस आई थिंक जब हमने इन्वेस्टिगेशन एंड रिसर्च चालू किए हैं एंड इरेस्पेक्टिव ऑफ कितना भी कोई कुछ कर ले दिखा दे द वन थिंग दैट ऑलवेज इज वेरी मिस्टीरियस एंड वेरी आई डोंट नो हाउ इज इट इवन पॉसिबल के फाइव पीपल वर मर्डर्ड दैट नाइट
राइट एंड यू नो मैं जब ये पढ़ रही थी ना मुझे पता है क्या ध्यान आया द सीरीज लूसिफर जो सीरीज है उसमें यू नो दिस डायलॉग इट एक्चुअली कॉट माई माइंड it got my attention jisme wo bolta hai that stop saying that the devil made me do it it's not me who asks you to kill people it's your own anger and your own hatred that makes you kill each other so stop blaming me So it's like you can't always say that I heard voices in my mind or the devil made me do it.
And that's what we have always been doing, no? Even in case of Michael Taylor, jab hum log kar rahe the ki, haan, he tore apart his wife's face saying that it's Satan's blood and everything. But what if he was already a psychopath or a serial killer from the very beginning?
Exactly. To na.
And jab idhar bhi in the house when, you know, actually deviate ho gaye hum log. Ke when everyone, five people were there and five people were being murdered using a shotgun, I think that's what he was using. And people who have no idea about the shotgun, now shotgun is such a powerful gun. It makes a very loud noise and is very, very powerful. And like if you are shot using a shotgun from a very close range, there is no way you can survive.
Right.
Like death is inevitable if you are being shot using a shotgun from a very close range. Now here five people are being killed in different rooms and koi ek insaan bhi uth ke nahi bola ki mere ko awaaz aayi.
Wahi to. And I think all of them were shot, were found facing down and shot on the head. Sab same usme, sab same position mein. And अभी जैसे मम्मी एंड डैडी यू नो प्रोबेबली दे वर इन द सेम रूम और आप एक को शूट कर रहे हो तो दूसरा क्या भागेगा नहीं या दूसरा उठेगा नहीं या
एग्जैक्टली मतलब एंड ऐसा भी नहीं है कि एक रूम में सारे लोग सोए हुए हैं सारे अलग अलग रूम्स में सोए हैं एंड आई एम श्योर कि ऐसे तुमने बताया कि अभी तीन लोग होंगे तो पहला ऐसा भी नहीं कि तीनों को एक साथ शूट किया है
एग्जैक्टली
एक एक करके क्या होगा हाउ आर द रेस्ट टू नॉट डिस्टर्ब्ड यार, इधर तो मेरे को अभी हम लोग की बिल्ली अगर इधर से कूदती है उधर तक तो मेरा आंख खुल जाता है, नींद टूट जाती है।
चलो मान लो कि बच्चे वर इन डीप स्लीप, बिकॉज बच्चों की नींद नॉर्मली एडल्ट से ज्यादा
गहरी
होती है, सो चलो मान लो कि जो छोटे वाले थे सिबलिंग्स दे वर इन डीप स्लीप,
अरे बट देन द होल पॉइंट इज कि देयर आर फाइव पीपल,
एग्जैक्टली
सिर्फ ये इतने ही नहीं है ना कि बाकी भी और भी लोग हैं, एंड I'm trying to find a probable cause के कैसे हो सकता है, and the only and उनके body में और कुछ भी नहीं मिला,
there was no struggle, there was no drugs,
the only option left is hypnotism, but then कोई इंसान already
नहीं सोया
हुआ इंसान को कैसे आप hypnotize कर सकते हो?
नहीं वही exactly 3:15 AM को हुआ है when they were in deep sleep and you cannot hypnotize a person who is fast asleep. एंड ये भी लेकिन हो सकता है क्योंकि सब सेम पोजीशन में मिले हैं, ये भी हो सकता है कि उनको शूट करके रीपोजिशन कर दिया।
आई थिंक हिप्नोटिज्म इज अ पॉसिबिलिटी। हाउ, व्हाई आई एम सेइंग, सुनो अभी, नाउ अ पर्सन लेट्स से अभी सोए हुए हैं सब कुछ, नाउ हिप्नोटिज्म कब होता है? जब आपका माइंड पूरा काम होता है,
करेक्ट,
व्हेन यू आर नॉट थिंकिंग अबाउट एनीथिंग एंड सब कुछ, दिस इज अ पॉसिबिलिटी। आई नो हिप्नोटिज्म एक्सपर्ट्स कैन गिव अ कमेंट, बेटर कमेंट ऑन दिस, सॉरी, बट आई थिंक क्या हो सकता है एंड वॉट इज अ पॉसिबिलिटी हियर इज कि लेट्स से अभी मतलब ऑफकोर्स द एक्सपर्ट जो भी हैं दे कैन कन्फर्म दिस और डिबंक दिस जो कुछ भी है, बट आई थिंक लेट्स से कि सबको अभी सोए हुए हैं एंड दिस मैन किसी को उठाता है फॉर एग्जाम्पल, नाउ दिस पर्सन वॉन्ट बी वेकिंग अप इन अ वेरी फ्रेश माइंड क्योंकि इट्स लाइक डीप स्लीप में है वो लोग, 3 बजे मतलब पूरा डीप स्लीप में है वो लोग, तो कोई अगर उठता है ही इज ऑलरेडी नॉट अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट इज हैपनिंग, लेट्स से वो तब उनको हिप्नोटाइज करता है, यू नो दैट हिप्नोटिज्म इज व्हेन यू जर्क देम,
इट्स नॉट दैट इजी फॉर
फॉर अ हिप्नोटिज्म मास्टर, ही कैन जस्ट,
बट ही इज नॉट,
हाउ डू वी नो, इट्स नॉट मेंशन्ड एनीवेयर,
दैट्स अ आई मीन
इट्स नॉट मेंशन्ड एनीवेयर, एंड ऑफ कोर्स थोड़ी वो चिल्ला चिल्ला के बोलेगा अरे मैंने
हिप्नोसिस किया है,
हां
I mean, I don't know.
I'm not talking about hypnosis. I'm talking about hypnotism.
Yeah, but...
Have you seen those videos where these hypnotists, what they do is that they will calm down your mind and they just give a jerk and you'll sleep. Because the body sometimes doesn't react to the sudden jerking.
I know. Yes. Matlab ki it takes time for... to hypnotize a person kyunki hypnosis ya phir wo whatever, you know, it is happening at a very... I would say close to the theta brainwave. कि इंसान का ब्रेन वेव जब थीटा में होता है तब वो हिप्नोसिस में आ सकता है इंसान. And as you are rightly saying, sleep में the brain wave is of the similar pattern. They are in the theta state. लेकिन waking the person up and immediately jerking them into a hypnosis is something जो I'm not able to digest.
Why? It's the easiest way to do. The person is not thinking anything. The person has no idea where she is. The person is not using her or his mind. He is not questioning anything. This person who is awake is in full control. Usko bas right time pe jhatka dena hai.
Can be a possibility.
And that is why every person is lying.
Ulta.
Kyunki usko uthaya gaya, hypnotism mein dala gaya, paltaya gaya sabko. And once you are in there, the other person, they will have no idea. It's very similar to one of the possibilities that was given by Savio for Burari. Okay, the both, like the family was kind of hypnotized and that's why no one reacted or said
anything.
No one struggled.
Because these are actually the red flags. Ki kisi ne struggle nahi kiya, kuch nahi.
So this is always there. Ke, ho sakta hai ki isko pata tha.
Ab ek aur cheez. Suppose you are saying कि एक जन को hypnotize किया, उसको उठाया and उसको immediate hypnotize किया, which जो कि मुझे अभी भी थोड़ा doubtful लग रहा है, but बाकी लोगों का क्या? वो एक को shoot किया, दूसरा तो तब जगा है।
कैसे? सबको पहले hypnotize किया गया। It's not कि hypnotize किया मारा नहीं।
And then धर shoot किया।
हाँ, that is a more easier way to kill, no? Rather than कि एक को करो फिर मारो फिर तब तो दूसरा तो उठ ही जाएगा ना।
मेरा दिमाग एक्चुअली वो ना दैट डीप क्रिमिनल उसे आई मीन इट डजंट गेट इनटू दैट
बिकॉज़ सी अभी ना फ्रॉम द टाइम अभी थैंक्स टू फ्यू ऑफ द सीरीजेस एंड लॉट ऑफ पीपल हु रिसर्च ऑन क्रिमिनोलॉजी एंड क्रिमिनल्स क्रिमिनल साइकोलॉजी जिसको बोला जाता है, द क्रिमिनल्स माइंड इज द एक्चुअल माइंड दैट सेज के ह्यूमन माइंड कहां तक जा सकता है.
आई एग्री टू दैट.
क्योंकि हम इतनी सारी चीजों को पैरानॉर्मल बता देते हैं, इट्स द क्रिमिनल्स माइंड दैट नीड्स टू बी स्टडीड टू अंडरस्टैंड के ह्यूमन माइंड कौन से एक्सटेंट तक जा सकता है. द क्रिएटिविटी इन देयर, द वेज टू एस्केप, द वेज टू हाइड, द वेज टू, बिकॉज सी एंड ओनली देन इफ यू सी इन दिस केस और सबको शूट करता है ऐसी, अभी ऐसे मैंने बताया हिप्नोटाइज किया सबको पलटाया एंड देन धड़ धड़ करके शूट किया एंड देन ही गोज टू द बार, हैरिस बार एंड सेज के माय पेरेंट्स एंड फैमिलीज हैव बीन किल्ड, तभी उसको टाइम मिला ना. अदरवाइज इफ ही न्यू के कोई तो चिल्लाया है, कुछ तो किया है, अगर हुआ होता ही वुड हैव एस्केप्ड, वो रहता नहीं वहां.
नहीं, ऑब्वियसली देयर वाज नो स्ट्रगल वहां, कुछ ये सब नहीं था.
आई थिंक व्हाट पीपल आल्सो से कि इवन द नेबर्स हर्ड नथिंग.
नो, या देयर वर नो गनशॉट्स दैट वर हर्ड.
इवन आई थिंक द ओनली बीइंग दैट वाज रिएक्टिंग टू दिस थिंग वाज द डॉग दैट दे हैड, जो कि बाहर टाइड अप हुआ था. ही वाज द ओनली वन हु वाज शाउटिंग कांस्टेंटली. I think it was also shown in the movie Amityville Horror करके. But apart from that,
where neighbors go, I think चलो ये भी मान सकते हैं कि शायद किसी ने ना कुछ सुनाओ, because आप अगर Amityville का भी aerial view देखो, like अभी तो शायद मेरे ख्याल से recent aerial view होगा, the houses are far, मतलब वो हमारे जैसे घर हैं आसपास की, या यहाँ पे बात हो रही है तो side में सुनाई दे रहा है. वहाँ के घर एंड यू नो सराउंडेड बाय गार्डन एंड सो द हाउस इज स्पेस्ड आउट एंड रात के 3:15 व्हेन एवरीवन इज डीप अस्लीप देयर इज अ वेरी हाई चांस कि यू नो कि नहीं लोगों को सुनाई दिया होगा.
एंड आई थिंक इफ यू आर यूजिंग अ पिलो आल्सो पुटिंग इट लाइक अ साइलेंसर ऑन अ गन
तो नहीं सुनाई देगा. सो दैट पार्ट ठीक है, लाइक यू नो दैट्स अंडरस्टैंडेबल. But definitely, you know, where you talk about criminals and all, इन लोगों की consciousness level is very low. क्योंकि even if we consider कि चलो अगर वो बोल रहा है that he heard voices in his head and he was lured to pull the trigger or he was whatever, like, you know, possessed. But वो temporary possession तो हो नहीं सकता. There has to be things that have happened पहले for the possession to actually happen and then make him
कवर किया है, जो पुलिस ने मे बी पब्लिक किया है एंड दैट्स इट.
एंड मैं वही बता रही हूँ कि इसका कुछ बैकग्राउंड मेंशन नहीं है.
तो ही कुड बी ऑल पोजेस्ड,
ही कुड बी ऑल पोजेस्ड, देयर कुड हैव बीन एक्टिविटीज हैपनिंग, लेकिन देयर इज नो इन्फॉर्मेशन अबाउट दैट. एंड again, where possession goes, या फिर any, you know, where the person is influenced goes, the person has to be of a very low consciousness to actually get lured and do something like that.
वो तो था ही ना, क्योंकि he was so abused.
मुझे इसलिए वो चीज़ match नहीं हो रही है कि ये इंसान low consciousness का था, क्योंकि see, now you are aware of the types of souls, right? Abhi baby soul hai, young soul hai, old soul, mature soul hai, old soul hai, transcendental souls hai. These are the types of souls. आप एक बेबी सोल और यंग सोल को इन्फ्लुएंस कर सकते हो बहुत आसान से, कि क्योंकि इट्स जस्ट लाइक बेबीज, दे डोंट हैव मच ऑफ विजडम, दे डोंट हैव मच ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ लाइफ टाइम्स, इसलिए आप उनको इन्फ्लुएंस कर सकते हो. एंड आई फील, दिस इज माई पर्सनल ओपिनियन, कि दे कैन बी more easily possessed than any mature soul or an old soul. तो अगर ये इंसान baby soul या young soul था, इसको hypnosis नहीं आ सकता.
Why?
I mean, just, and I'm telling you, because see, it's like hypnosis and understanding
some
hypnosis.
Some of the biggest thieves in the world are master in hypnotism.
That's something to be
some
done
of the biggest
into.
Thieves right now are also master in hypnotism.
In hypnotism, you know the examples?
I'm just trying to indicate something else here. Some of the people jinke upar hum paisa luta dete hain, they also do hypnotism.
Achha, that way you are saying.
So they also know where to manipulate, how to manipulate.
Why
are we considering them to be transcendental souls or the souls kind you are mentioning?
Got it. नहीं, ये तो he was definitely like, you know, from the feeling that I'm giving. I mean, here I'm just using my psychic senses to sense the energy of Ronald, and from whatever I'm sensing, he seems to be a young or a baby soul.
So अभी ठीक है, इन इफ दैट्स द केस देन व्हाट ओपन्स अप इज दैट ही वाज पजेस्ड,
पॉसिबल,
बिकॉज इफ वी आर टोटली रिमूविंग द क्रिमिनल पार्ट ऑफ इट देन द ओनली थिंग दैट इज लेफ्ट इज द पोजेशन पार्ट इन एंड इन दैट केस.
बट अगेन बहुत सारी चीजें उसमें इसमें भी रेड फ्लैग्स हैं क्योंकि कुछ मेंशन नहीं है अबाउट द बैकग्राउंड.
एक्चुअली ना इसके बारे में ज्यादा नहीं है, देयर इज नथिंग मच अबाउट द डेफो.
हां एग्जैक्टली, फिर वो लूक्स फैमिली.
बट एक चीज जरूर मेंशनड है इज अबाउट द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द प्लेस. द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द प्लेस वाज वंस यूज्ड बाय ब्लैक मैजिशियंस एंड देन आल्सो बिफोर दैट इट वाज यूज्ड बाय द नेटिव इंडियंस आई थिंक हु वर यूजिंग इट एज अ प्लेस टू ट्रीट people and I think people having mental issues and jo nahi bach pa rahe the unko udhar hi mar
right so that's a very very dark history. wahan par wo that person unko guard diya gaya tha, sab logon ko marne ke liye chhod diya tha, shayad wahin pe dafna diye gaye the. that itself
wahin pe
so that itself makes the history and that land dark.
but then what do you think according to you now that you said ke you you know using your psychic senses just a very maybe a brief why do you think Ronald was chosen, why not others?
Because he was most vulnerable, right?
How
he was under drugs, he was being abused, because I think it was his stepfather. Okay, I'm not very sure about this, but he was abused by his father, so he was emotionally vulnerable, and plus he was under substance.
Nahin, so I'm saying if the father was beating or abusing this kid, he would have been abusing others as well. That's the sign of an abusive man.
But ye sabse bada tha na, wo to chote chote the.
Haan, but irrespective, I'm saying. जब हम लोग रेज कैलकुलेट कर रहे हैं, हम लोग वो कैसे आवाज नहीं आई किसी को, वो मैच नहीं हो रहा है. दैट्स द फ्यू लाइक क्रिमिनोलॉजी की तरफ जा रहे देन वी आर लाइक इफ वी आर रिमूविंग हिप्नोटिज्म देयर इज नथिंग एल्स लेफ्ट.
राइट,
क्योंकि एंड ये भी बात इतनी पुरानी नहीं है, इट्स लाइक 1970s की बात है. हो सकता है दूसरी पॉसिबिलिटी है कि शायद तब पोस्टमार्टम इतना अच्छा नहीं होता होगा, तो शायद उनको मिला नहीं, अगर ड्रग भी किया होगा तो
हो सकता
शायद क्योंकि सी इट इज ड्यूरिंग दैट टाइम एंड राइट आफ्टर दैट आई थिंक व्हेन द ड्रग्स एंड ऑल दे वर गोइंग रेज इन द यूएस एंड देयर कुड बी अ ड्रग जो शायद बॉडी के इनिशियल पोस्टमार्टम में नहीं आता होगा,
नहीं
शायद
आता होगा.
तो शायद सबको खाने में वही गया होगा एंड उसने मारा होगा. And because he confessed ke maine hi mara hua, so the police never investigated much.
Possible. Yeah, wahi to. He confessed.
So in that case, there is no possession. It is again a case of criminology.
So we have both things open here.
But then again, ghum phir ke baad ye bhi aa jati hai, and how can we not consider what Lauren and Ed and the Lutz family
exactly.
felt after that.
Exactly.
But then that could be the reaction of the murders that happened. Not necessary ke jo uske pehle se tha, matlab the thing that influenced Defoe, influenced Lauren, Ed and the Lutz family, that is not necessary, no.
No, so that means you are saying ki ho sakta hai that there was actually nothing happening, but this killing triggered things. And that is what the next family, that is also possible. But again, we cannot overlook the history of the place.
हाँ, history of the नहीं, so what I was trying to come with the history के हम लोग मतलब basically क्या हो सकता है, we all know के when places like these have histories, irrespective of their haunting, spirit है नहीं है, demon है नहीं है, वो बात की बात है. But it is the very emotion, the residual feelings of the place that can actually affect a person.
Yeah.
It can drain a person, it can rage a person, it can enrage a person, it can make a person go angry, sad, cry and all kinds of things. Considering what the place has seen in terms of history, शायद जो उसका अब्यूज हो रहा था, सब कुछ हो रहा था, प्लस द एडेड इमोशंस फ्रॉम द पास्ट जस्ट अक्यूमुलेटेड इटसेल्फ टू दैट रेज वेर ही वाज लाइक फक इट, आई एम गोइंग टू किल एवरीवन, आई एम डन विद द लाइफ. बिकॉज आई थिंक रोनाल्ड डेफो डाइड इन 2012 और 2021 आई थिंक.
अच्छा,
या लेट मी जस्ट गूगल क्विकली. बट यू आर सेइंग समथिंग.
या नहीं तो मतलब वही, बट अगेन हियर द क्वेश्चन इज कि दैट इज़ अ पॉसिबिलिटी, लेकिन वही जैसे माइकल टेलर के भी, माइकल टेलर का केस था कि किसमें था, दैट पोस्ट दिस देर देर वर नो साइंस,
माइकल टेलर ओनली
है ना, देर वर नो
साइंस. नहीं नहीं नहीं, सो अगेन इन माइकल टेलर टू द इशू इज के रिपोर्ट्स नहीं थे.
हाँ,
देर वर नो रिपोर्ट्स के उसको साइंस नहीं है, बिकॉज ऐसे मैं बताता हूँ कि एक बार आप जब जेल के अंदर घुस गए, नो वन गिव्स अ
शिट, राइट,
तो आप जेल में कूद रहे हो. ही डाइड इन 12 मार्च 2021, लाइक रिसेंटली उसका
दो साल पहले, फोन गिरने वाला
लाइक दो साल पहले गया, एंड वो भी उसका डेथ एनिवर्सरी जस्ट गया लास्ट मंथ. सो यू नो, सो आई नो, अगर यू नो दैट दिस brings my demonology courses card knowledge here, you know, if a demon is or let's say an entity is actually possessing or had possessed Ronald Defoe, and matlab usko itna saal zinda rakha, I'm sure he was what 20s mein tha jab wo mara, then he died 2023, matlab he must be in his जब ये 60 साल जब इसको जिंदा करके रखा, मतलब the demon and the entity must have actually उसकी जान निकाल दी होगी पूरी टॉर्चर कर करके.
बट जरूरी नहीं है कि जैसे मैं बोल रही थी कि जरूरी नहीं है कि द पोजेशन कंटिन्यूड. व्हाट इफ दोज एंटिटीज वर कन्फाइंड टू द प्लेस एंड नॉट टू द पर्सन.
करेक्ट.
तो फिर वो जब वहां से निकला तो द डीमन स्टेड देयर एंड द नेक्स्ट फैमिली.
या गुड पॉइंट, बिकॉज इट कुड ऑल्सो बी अनदर एंगल वेयर डोनाल्ड डेफो कुड बी लाइक ही वॉज ऑल इनोसेंट एंड ऑल, but he was so much done with the voices in his head, he's like, this is the only way out is I just listen to it and leave this
and
place.
Leave this place.
So he killed. Even this is a possibility.
Hmm.
He was so done with the torment and the torture, because that's what the negative entities do. They will emotionally affect you, they'll show you these visuals and assess up situations create karenge, probably also manifest in a way ke uske father usko abuse kar rahe hain, and you know, no kids wants that to happen to them. And he couldn't just see that and tolerate that, and he was like, dude, I'm done.
And because the entities, the demonic entities, the energies, jo bhi tha wahan pe, because it stayed and because they were confined to the house, when the next family moved in, un logon ko activities immediately mehsoos hui. And everything had got triggered by...
But then, you know, के considering जो हुआ था वो जगह पे majorly दो चीज़ें report की गई है. एक is the black magic, second one is the death of these entities.
Right.
Entities as in the Native Americans. And you know, in both the cases, Native American spirits, if done wrong, as in उनका death अगर बहुत गलत तरीके से हुआ है, they are said to be some of the scariest spirits you can encounter, because एक तो because they are Native Americans, they are well control over their elements,
right,
and when they die they are way too powerful in the ethereal body,
and oh wow, that you know, ये जो point तूने बोला है ना, that actually bring एकदम से, as you were speaking this, मुझे पता है क्या mind में आया, was the levitation part.
Yeah,
I'll tell you why.
Oh हाँ, even the क्या नाम था, द मिस लर्ट्स जो थी,
लर्ट्स, हाँ, जो लर्ट्स फैमिली, बिकॉज व्हेन, ओके, सो इफ वी गो बैक टू द लर्ट्स फैमिली, जो कि मूव इन हुई आई थिंक आफ्टर 13 मंथ्स, द प्रीस्ट फेस थिंग्स वेयर ही हर्ड द वॉइस गेट आउट, एंड वो होता है वी नो, बिकॉज मैं, यू नो, यहाँ पे हम खुद सुन चुके हैं, एंड फॉर दोज हु डोंट नो, this place where I'm sitting in, where we are sitting in, was at time, you know, there was a time when this was haunted, and that was the exact reason why I am a paranormal investigator today. So I think the first thing jo ki mere ghar walon ne suni thi wo the words get out, so it is,
you know, right here actually where we are recording this,
yes, right in this place, and
episode. Get out, piche wale room mein,
nahi, very much here,
acha,
here,
okay.
Very much here. get out, chale jao yahan se, were the exact words jo sune gaye the. And that's what exactly the priest heard. I was coming to the point, levitation and jo you mentioned about the Native American spirits. And you know, they have forces of element, I mean, jo elements of nature hai, usko wo control karna jante hain, theek hai? So I was just pondering on this topic of levitation. And levitation, agar dekha jaye, to yogis and, you know, siddhi jo prapt karte hain, and the monks, even they levitate, is what we know. Levitation ke bare mein, autobiography of a yogi mein, Paramhans Yogananda ne bhi mention kiya hai about yogis who meditate, who levitate. Now, you know, there's a very, say, I'm coming to the point. So the description that is given, or ye book mein mention nahi, because maine ye bahut pehle padhi thi, but I have heard about it. कि जो लेविटेट करते हैं ना, आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट द योगीज, दे गेट कंट्रोल ओवर द एलिमेंट्स ऑफ देयर ओन बॉडी. नाउ वी आर मेड ऑफ द फाइव एलिमेंट्स, राइट? वी आर मेड ऑफ फाइव एलिमेंट्स, एंड वंस यू नो हाउ टू कंट्रोल द एलिमेंट्स ऑफ योर ओन बॉडी, यू आर एक्चुअली कन्वर्टिंग द अर्थ एलिमेंट दैट गिव्स द हैवीनेस टू द बॉडी इन टू एयर एलिमेंट. एंड दैट इज वॉट क्रिएट्स दैट, you know, the levitation, क्योंकि वो जो weight होता है वो earth का air में convert हो चुका है. So they can do it for a particular period of time that makes the body levitate. ठीक है. Now अब हम जानते हैं कि जो भी psychic powers हैं या supernatural powers हैं, भले वो कुछ भी हो, इसमें जैसे और एक चीज़ mention करी है, I'll come to that point. So levitation हुआ या फिर magic समझ लो, magic is something that, you know, it's neutral. अगर आप उसको good purposes के लिए use कर रहे हो, it's white magic. अगर आप उसको dark के लिए use कर रहे हो, it's dark magic, right? Same with levitation. अगर एक supernatural quality है, अगर वो योगी सिद्धि प्राप्त करे हुए लोग use कर रहे हैं, we have heard about its levitation. What if these spirits and these demons are actually manipulating the elements of the person and making the person levitate?
But I'll come to that. But I have never understood what's the whole point of levitation.
No, whole point of levitation nahi hai.
No. I'm saying when in a movie, for example, or for example here, where Mr. Lovitz saw his wife levitating. I'm like, you know, what is the? What's the whole idea of the demon or the spirit? By doing so, as in levitation hoega to kya hoga? It's only because we have seen in movies so scary lagta, but if you see from a very astonishing point of view,
hello,
you'll be like, wow.
Main yahan par agar baith ke levitate karu, are you not going to freak out?
No, of course not.
Are you kidding me?
Because a person is like, you know, debunking gravity and science and everything, and is being levitated or levitating by herself or himself. It's a sign of surprising and astonishment and.
For you.
No, I know for me, but I'm just saying ki what if we also start considering, yaar logon ke dimag se dar to hatega na.
I know, but exactly, to wo jab tak knowledge us baat ki nahi aati hai, tab tak to insaan freak out karega hi.
Nahi, knowledge to baat ki baat hai. But why can't people just have that point of view while seeing someone levitate? Because if we see, for example, abhi magic shows where they are creating illusions of someone levitating, we get, whoa, levitated hua, but just change the colors and change everything and like
fatigue low. Exactly.
So that's a condition of human mind.
Exactly.
Also, if you remember the movie, isme when in Conjuring 2, Lauren is doing this seance, exactly jo bataya gaya hai in the case file ki how reporters were called. This exactly what is shown in the Conjuring movie as well, where Lauren is performing the seance, and in the seance she is actually feeling and seeing the dead bodies on the sheets and sab kuch. Plus this is where she encounters the demon Valak,
right? I remember. Yeah.
And you know, and she's seeing ke how Valak is actually kind of killing Ed. It's all of this she is seeing during the seance while she is in the trance state. And days later, since Ed was a painter, days later he sees a dream. Ed sees a dream of an entity and he draws the entity क्योंकि उसके पहले लॉरेन ने उसको कभी बताया भी नहीं था कि मैंने ऐसा करके कुछ देखा करके. Of course. But then Ed जब next 2-3 days बाद उठता है and he wakes up with this image in his mind and he draws the image. It's the exact same entity जो कि लॉरेन देखी होती in the movie. Now this could be all from the movie point of view. You know, James Wan is a great producer and a director and a creator of Conjuring. It could all be connected.
I have faced something so similar. I have faced something so very similar at the Mount Abbott Church investigation.
That investigation was actually, you know, I'll be honest, when we got the word shapeshifter and the old lady was all confirmed, I like, this is getting interesting.
Because अच्छा ये शायद जो हमारे व्यूअर्स हैं जो फॉलोअर्स हैं शायद उनको ये पार्ट नहीं पता इवन दोज हु हैव सीन द एबर्ट वाला इन्वेस्टिगेशन बिकॉज आई नेवर शेयर्ड अबाउट माई फर्स्ट ड्रीम एनीवेयर इन पब्लिक.
या द फर्स्ट ड्रीम वाज नेवर शेयर्ड.
आई हैव नेवर शेयर्ड अबाउट इट. सो जिन लोगों ने हमारा माउंट एबर्ट देखा है इन्वेस्टिगेशन
अबाउट माउंट चर्च
या जो वो देखा है इन्वेस्टिगेशन इन दैट यू वुड हैव सीन दैट वी दैट आई अंडरवेंट द एसटीएस टेस्ट. आई वाज वी गॉट वर्ड्स लाइक द शेप शिफ्टर एंड उसके बाद वाला ड्रीम है बट बिफोर वी एक्चुअली वेंट फॉर दिस इन्वेस्टिगेशन उसके प्रीवियस नाइट आई गॉट अ ड्रीम एंड उस ड्रीम में आई सॉ माई मदर. Now, I do dream about my mother very often. I lost her 2 years back. But ye jo dream tha, usme thoda sa, you know, I felt a little something off about it because my mom was there, but the energy didn't feel like my mom. And although wo shakal mummy ki thi, lekin kapde bahut ajeeb pehne hue the unhone. I think I didn't even mention this.
No.
I didn't mention this to you.
No.
कपड़े जैसे हाउ मम्मी इज यूजुअली शी हैड नॉट वॉन्ट क्लोज लाइक दैट. इट वॉज वेरी वियर्ड काइंड ऑफ अ थिंग. दो चोटी बनाई हुई थी एंड बहुत ऐसे लॉन्ग ड्रेस पहनी हुई थी एंड मॉम नेवर ड्रेस्ड अप लाइक दैट इवन
आई नेवर सीन लाइक दैट.
या एंड इवन द एनर्जी वॉज वेरी ऑफ. सो एनी वेज मैंने सोचा ठीक है कुछ होगा. अगले दिन इन्वेस्टिगेशन था एंड यू नो आई वॉज ऑल सेट फॉर दैट. But the moment I stepped into that location, the energy that I felt and the feminine presence that I felt of that old lady jo ki peet ghuma ke khadi thi meri taraf,
similar to the
that was exactly the same of what I got the previous night in my dream. So tab main se like, you know, I was like, I just halted and I was like, what's this? And then Estes ke time jab shift aaya,
that was crazy actually.
I mean that demon actually shape shifted as my mom and it showed up in my dream. The only reason being that it wanted
to lure you.
To lure you and because it wanted psychic, me to be, you know, vulnerable.
Vulnerable, and that's what even what was happening with Lauren, I think, at that
exactly
place.
Because Lauren felt fear when she saw that thing go through and through Ed and Ed baad mein wohi valak bana raha hai. There was so much fear in Lauren and these demons and these negative entities, they actually feed on our fear.
Yeah.
They want to bring us down. They want to bring us in that fear frequency so that they can overpower us. Also, and that's what exactly the demon tried for me.
Yeah. And I think it was winning over, like, the demon or the entity in the Amityville house was winning over Ronald and the Lord's family by creating this fear. Mm-hmm. But when it came to Lauren, even though she got scared, I don't know. See, that's what the issue is with the films. They do not show, even though it's based on real things, we do not know if both the things are connected. Because if that is where Lauren exactly saw, of course, this is not a dissection of The Conjuring 2. Let us know, guys. Do let us know. Do comment if you want us to dissect movies as well, horror movies. We would love to do that. But if according to movie, if everything is correct as it is, that when Lauren saw the entity Valak in the seance in the Amityville house, that kind of suggested that the attachment she formed with the demon, that very demon only haunted the Amityville property from the very beginning. And she was the reason why others were also killed. But if we take the history of the nun and the Valak as shown in The Conjuring, it goes in a very different angle.
Different tangent.
So right. I think it's possible that what Lauren was feeling was similar to a demonic presence and entity, and the movie just showed, because they wanted to establish Valak, they just placed the entity Mahape. But I'm sure what she felt was truly correct, because even in the About Mount investigation, after the investigation also, you had this dream of the family members getting affected.
It was a threaten, like, you know, they were trying to threaten me, they were trying to scare me, and they were totally trying to pull me down into fear. And very honestly, I did feel fear. Because you remember I told you कि मुझे एक महीने तक पूछना भी नहीं investigation के लिए मुझे.
We took a break from investigation
for a month, because it took me a lot of time to actually get over it, and I couldn't have gone on field back for an investigation with that state of mind
and that feeling also.
Yeah,
it would be constantly in there. And you know, I'm just right now thinking about Ronald. If since he died in 2021, he must have also heard कि उसकी उसका जो केस फाइल है हैज बीन टर्न इनटू अ बुक, अ मूवी एंड ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ थिंग्स. डू यू थिंक ही वुड बी, मतलब आई डोंट नो इफ ही वाज एक्चुअली पोजेस्ड और इफ ही वाज अ क्रिमिनल, ऑफ कोर्स यू वुड बी वेरी हैप्पी कि चलो मेरा काम हो रहा है. बट इफ ही वाज एक्चुअली पोजेस्ड एंड इन्फ्लुएंस, ही मस्ट बी फीलिंग सो आई डोंट नो सॉरी एंड गिल्टी प्रोबब्ली दैट यू नो. बट देन लाइक यू सेड इन द वेरी बिगिनिंग, सबके अंदर कुछ ना कुछ तो होता है जिसको द नेगेटिव पार्ट जस्ट पोकन.
Yeah, and that is what they look for.
And it's never one-sided. It's just never one-sided. Same for Michael, same for any other case that we have dissected as of now, where the person is to be blamed or the person blames the devil for this. It can't be 100% the role of the devil out there. There has to be something which the devil is just poking.
Right.
We all have that, you know, right. You have that, I have that, Savio has that, we all have that. It's why we are not getting affected, because we have control over that part.
Control over that part, and as I was saying about...
I think it is also because we have healed that part.
Healed that part. See, that is why spirituality and paranormal are so closely connected. Because unless you have realized your inner demons, those demons can use your own demons against you.
Yeah. Correct. Good one.
Right. So now in this Abbottwala investigation, now since I'm a healer, since I'm so aware of my emotions, ki agar mujhe thoda bhi kuch feel hota hai that okay, ye mujhe, I immediately go and heal it. I can tell you that one of the things that I have not healed till now is the loss of my mother. And that is exactly what the demon
poked
in me, and it shapeshifted as my mom, so that it makes me vulnerable, it makes me emotional, and it can pull me down. That is why I keep saying about inner healings, I keep saying about raising consciousness, because these are the exact things that keep you safe from any kind of possession, from any kind of attack, whether it's coming from humans or the dead.
True.
And even wo jo shape shifting wala hai, like, you know, that thing actually caught my attention, where this little girl was telling,
imaginary friend,
yeah, ki she has an imaginary friend.
I think today only we received this case, you know, where
exactly
this person was playing with this imaginary friend. Guys, if the kid in your house is playing with imaginary friend, please keep a note. Out of 10 cases, I think 8 times it will be an entity they are playing with, because children and the kids, they can actually and see and feel entities. So do hear them. Even it is mentioned in the case file that Miss Lutz also became an old lady overnight. So it's like, and we have seen that happen.
Yes, we have seen that happen.
We have handled cases where we have seen people drastically change, not like voluntarily, like unka age, not age, as in the body structure.
They suddenly,
as compared to their age,
they suddenly become very, very
fragile, old.
मतलब पूरी उनकी जो चार्म है, जो एनर्जी है, या ची है, या प्राणा है, ऐसा लगता है जैसे कि सक आउट हो गया है. एंड पूरी उनकी अपीयरेंस, एंड वी हैव सीन इट, आई मीन देयर हैव बीन अ कपल ऑफ केसेस.
आई थिंक this could be a case of the entity trying to suck in the energies, either to manifest or just to create more fear. At the end of the day, you know what I'm thinking? Ke whatever entity was is haunting that place, if they're not cleansed it yet, is haunting that place, it wanted no one to stay there.
Absolutely.
That was the whole idea. Ki nahi raho koi, ye mera jagah hai. And that's the, what most of the entities actually want in so many of these places. Ke I, we want no one. But considering the dark place, jo wahan pe, dark things jo wahan pe hui hai, it was just giving more power to the entity to manifest in ways jo ki baki jagahon pe nahi ho rahe the. But if there are also case files jahan pe ye bataya jata hai, I think Lurtz family members or someone who say ke the Mr. Lurtz was exaggerating the claims.
Okay.
Of ke kya kya hua tha, kya nahi hua tha. But that I think is because they wanted to sell the property, jo ki India mein bhi hota hai.
Obviously, yahan par to baat hi nahi karna chahte hain ki there is some kind of haunting, because fir otherwise koi property nahi kharidega ya fir koi tenant nahi milega. So people want to keep hushing it. So that can be a reason of why they later said ki there were no claims heard after that.
Yeah, and also Amityville mein jo photo in logon ne capture kiya hai, the team of research team of Ed and Lauren, many people say it is recreated, but since we know, you know, they're really kind of pioneers of paranormal investigations and research and everything. But capture kiya hai na, I don't know if you have seen or not, but it's one of the best captured
picture
apparitions, where this little kid is just peeping behind a staircase to see ke kaun hai yahan pe karke. And they say it is one of the family members of the Defoe family. एक लड़का who was murdered वहाँ पे, I think 5 साल का कोई तो
पांच साल का था बच्चा एक, हाँ,
who was murdered वहाँ पे. And you know, and there are a lot of things, yeah, there are a lot of things in this Amityville thing जो कि red flag तो है ही है, but also question a lot about the paranormal and the demonic side of it, क्योंकि हम जितना भी उसको criminology के हिसाब से समझ लें, psychology लगा लें, कुछ भी कर लें, the sound of the gun and the possession and what Ed and Lauren felt and the push by Ed while he was provoking things and the things that Lauren saw, it can either be a complete case of paranormal or it can be a complete case of a criminal or a crime. And like I said, ke the Defoe family ne shuru kiya wo claims after getting affected by whatever the history was, and it was the after effect that the Lurtz family felt. And Ed and Lauren Warren just sensed that very thing, jo ki the family felt and jo family jo can't karke gayi thi. Because if I recollect it the right way or correctly, when Lauren was doing seance, apart from Valak, as per the movie, apart from Valak, she didn't sense any other entity. The only thing she saw was the bodies and the void sheet.
Right.
If there had been an entity that was causing all those murders, she should have seen, because she is a psychic. She is a clairvoyant. She can see those entities.
She can see. Or probably she was catching the most prominent one.
You have to understand that if an entity can make a person kill, the entities will be way more prominent after everyone is not present wahan pe. Being a clairsentient, clairvoyant, I'm sure she would have sensed, or I don't know, or the entity just showed itself as Valak to scare her off.
Possible.
Probably because future mein wo hone wala tha. Because entity, of course, there is no space time for entities, so the entity kind of knew that this is the new entity they are going to face anyway. So let me be that entity and scare them right away, so that they do not recognize or do not figure out who I am.
Shapeshifters, after all.
Shapeshifters.
Shapeshifters, and वो तो
because उसके science के हिसाब से there were no other entities apart from Valak.
Right.
Where were other entities that were that actually caused the death? If she they caused the death, there's no mention anywhere.
No mention anywhere.
So either there were no entities and it was completely Defoe went into a rage mode, a psychopath mode, and killed everyone. That triggered a lot of other things for sure.
Hmm.
Lutz family जो गई उसको हम deny नहीं कर सकते, possibility है, but what happens at Defoe's, I think right now, I have a feel, my personal opinion, crime or like a criminal angle is ज़्यादा भारा, नहीं ज़्यादा भारी है as compared to the paranormal side.
And what I feel is yes, where the Defoe family,
only the Defoe family I'm talking about.
अच्छा हाँ, so where the Defoe family goes, yes, again, crime and anger and rage is yes more भारी. And that triggered paranormal.
Yeah, that is fine.
For the
जैसे कि कैसे होता है, when he also mentioned about the voices in his head, you know, there are times when we hear our voices and we say, oh, it's our highest self trying to communicate with us.
Hmm.
If the person has a lower self-esteem, he'll be contacted by his lower self, and the lower selves are never good entities or good voices and all.
Yes.
And when he said it's the voice in my head, it could be
his own lower self.
That is saying के मार डाल उनको, खत्म कर दे, जो कुछ lower self esteem जो भी आप बता दो, that always brings you down.
Yes.
So I think this is what it is. I think people can comment their beliefs as in what they think the Defoe family went through. We are not talking about the Lutz family. Lutz family जो उन्होंने feel किया, experience किया, it could be all very true. What the Ed and Lauren Warren ने जो feel किया, it could be all very true. But the very claim that the Defoe family or the person Ronald was possessed or an entity was possessing or it was a demon that caused the deaths, I think that is still not very acceptable for me. Like if I'm there, I'm like, nahin, there is something more to it.
Yeah, and yeah, definitely. Matlab, just going by the feel, I feel that yes, there was some kind of influence, but as you said, and there is no information also.
Yeah, very
कुछ possessed, because
less of an information.
Exactly. So अगर हम सारी चीजें देखें, then definitely the criminal aspect थोड़ा ज़्यादा भारी लगता है.
Yeah. That's it, everyone. That's it. I think that's it for the Amityville Horror. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Do let us know. Do comment down below your favorite dissection or favorite angle that we put through, जो हमने डाला है, spiritual, psychic, criminology, criminal and the demonic part of it. Let us know आपको क्या लगता है कि Amityville में क्या होगा. Also do suggest more topics that you want us to cover. We would research on it. We will dissect it for you people in the podcast. And for the next 2 weekends, there will be 2 more podcasts. Savio will be there for sure. Somewhere or the other, we'll make sure he's there. But for the next 2 Saturdays, it will be podcast only. And of course, as usual, we will see you in 2 Minutes Thursday. Then we'll see you on the live stream on Friday. Saturday, we will have a podcast. And we don't know, maybe there will be a video on Sunday as well. So that's it, everyone. This is Sarbajit signing off for the Ghost Encounters Unfiltered podcast.
And see ya. Bye-bye from Pooja.
Bye-bye, everyone. Take care. And please do subscribe. Please do like. And please do comment. And let's hit 50,000 subscribers soon. We are on our way to 50,000 subscribers. If you help, I'm sure we will reach. And once we are there, we are almost there, we will announce the virtual meetup free for all with more freebies and newbies. Newbies nahi, as in freebies and giveaways that we will be doing, and I'm very excited to hit 50k. Everyone take care, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.